Hello, everyone, and happy Sunday. Welcome to episode 115 of Bite-Sized Blessings. In this episode, I interview Lester Fu, a certified hypnotist living in Santa Fe, New Mexico. You only have to go on Lester's TikTok to see just how enchanting this human being is. With over 140,000 followers, it's clear he's hit a nerve. I will include a link to Lester's TikTok under the episode show notes and on the treasures page of the website. I'd also like to take this time to please ask my listeners and followers, consider leaving a rating or writing a review for the podcast. Those ratings and reviews are invaluable and help others find this little project of mine. So now, without further ado, here's episode 115 and my interview with Lester Fu.
When I was in the bar, I saw, you know, there were a couple of guys there and we just started chatting and they're like, what do you do? I said, I was a hypnotist. And they're like, oh, can you make me quack like a duck? I was like, well, you don't need me. You already had like three shots in. You know, you can do that yourself. And then he actually started quacking like a duck. But talking about miracles or magic, I actually thought about it before the podcast, because that's one of the questions. And one of the things that came up in my mind is how I've heard it not so long ago from people I work with in group and individually, how when a very close family friend, when they pass, and you seem to take on some of their qualities. For instance, there is a story I heard from one of the participants of a workshop we did. They mentioned how, you know, one of their parents passed. The participant haven't been very, let's say, creatively inclined in their life, but this parent was. And after the parent passed, somehow they just automatically started painting. It's almost like they take part of it or they receive this gift from the passing family. And I've heard this ever since from different people in different ways of how you take on qualities of people whom you're so close to and they have passed. It is almost like they gave you this invisible gift. It goes back to this intangible, invisible space that we talk about, right? It's quite amazing hearing stories like that. And yeah, it just really makes you wonder what lies beyond.
That's astonishing. I've never heard of that happening before. And it's very interesting. It's almost as if, you know, the parent bequeathed this talent
to
their offspring that only got called into being when the parent was no longer around.
Right. Or maybe something is awakened inside that has been there. Or maybe it's a possibility that it's a demonstration, expression of the connection you have with a person, whatever that may be. It is really, really fascinating and quite moving, honestly.
I would love to ask you, when I was in college, we had an event and the place had hired a hypnotist and it was really fascinating. I don't know how to explain this at all, but there were about 200 people in this room, okay, watching this performance. And the hypnotist just said, I don't know how this happened, went through the whole thing and then said, all right, are there any chickens out in the audience or something? And five people started acting like chickens. in the audience. Okay. And it was so unexpected and strange. And the people you wouldn't think that would happen to, and they went up on stage. And I mean, I don't know if there's such a thing as people being so, well, super suggestible. I think there is something that's that way, but is that a real thing? Is that a true thing?
Like, suggestibility or?
Like people being hypnotized so that they act like chickens.
Right. Well, if this person wants to act like a chicken, they can definitely, their ability can be amplified in hypnosis. For the scenario, I'm thinking about two possibilities. It's really interesting. The first possibility is, I'm not sure what your experience is at the show, but I'd like to hear more. It's maybe beforehand, there was some kind of hypnosis already, because usually it's a skit, very classic one for stage hypnotists to, you know, have volunteers coming up, and then they give certain suggestions and be like, okay, you can go back now. And if I say something, you're going to do something. For instance, if I call out chicken, you're going to come out to the stage behaving like chicken, right? So at some point in the show, you'll be like chicken, and then they come up. So that's one of the possibility. Another possibility is, which makes this hypnotist really smart, which is nothing happened in the past. And they know what might, you know, they know the audience well enough to know if I call out to say if there is any chicken in the crowd, those who want to experience hypnosis and want to participate in the show will run up automatically, right? So I mean, those are the two possibilities I'm thinking about, but whatever it is, it's very fascinating. What was it like, your experience?
Well, I didn't get hypnotized, but let me just be honest. This was a fraternity party, and it was with my sorority. So everybody was drinking, probably on some drugs too. That might actually make suggestibility easier if you smoked a bunch of marijuana. And so it was kind of like a big party, and the hypnotist was there to kind of entertain the crowd, I guess.
I see.
So it was already kind of a raucous event, a really fun event, and libations were being had, let's say. But I'd never seen anything like that. This woman in my sorority who would never do anything just started clucking like a chicken.
You know what that reminds me of? There is one time when I was in the bar, and I get this question a lot every time when people hear, you know, I work as a hypnotist. They're like, oh, can you make me quack like a duck? And this is exactly the question I got that time when I was in the bar. I saw, you know, there were a couple of guys there, and we just started chatting, and they're like, what do you do? I said, I was a hypnotist. And then they're like, oh, can you make me quack like a duck? I was like, well, you don't need me. You already had like three shots in, you know, you can do that yourself. And then he actually started quacking like a duck. So I maybe there is some connection there. Maybe that's what a hypnotist did, but it's really interesting.
That's hilarious. Do you ever get sick of people approaching you at bars, asking you what you do, and then saying, hypnotize me? Does that happen a lot?
I don't really have many people asking me to hypnotize them right then and there. But there are definitely times when people, you know, pretend that they are scared, or don't look at his eyes, you know, can you make me quack like a duck, like that question. And I mean, I find that very entertaining each time. And, you know, usually when they're afraid of looking at my eyes, I'll just tell them, you know, I'm off work right now. I won't be doing anything, you know. So also, I usually work with people when they pay me. So you didn't pay. And yeah.
Listening to this episode, and I need to thank my guest, Lester, for sharing all of his stories and kind of giving us a peek behind the curtain of what hypnosis looks like. I'd like to ask all my listeners now, please consider supporting me on Patreon. This little podcast of mine does take a lot of work and does cost money. For $3, $5, or $10 a month, your donation would go a long way, and it would mean so very much. I need to thank the creators of the music used in this episode, Justin Allen Arnold, Sasha End, and Frank Schroeder. For complete attribution, please see the Bite-Sized Blessings website at bitesizedblessings.com. On the website, you'll find links to Lester's TikTok. You'll find links to my Patreon, so you can just click on it and become a monthly donor. And you'll find links to all sorts of other goodies and interesting tidbits I think that will lighten and brighten your day. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Lester. Be patient with people when they ask you to do something singular, like maybe making them quack like a duck. Be patient with humans because we're all so interested in these liminal states, in the theta state, and they want to know where the magic and that miracle happens. Be like Lester and believe in the possibility of yourself, believe in the possibility of healing, believe in every single modality that can get you there. And then, you know what I'm going to say, then you take that healing, you take all that possibility, and you go out and you spread your own kind of magic out into the world. See you next week for episode 116. Till then, have a beautiful week.